flat to dawn, with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah.
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man.
I got one.
Oh, damn, I got him. You got it. I got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaky!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
There you go, Rob.
Yo.
That's the way you start off the Monday night kickoff show with a
pew
sound effect. No one knows what it is, but it's awesome.
Pew.
Anyway, this is going to be a good show, I can already tell. Welcome to the Monday night edition of Kayak Fishing Radio. I am your host, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by all the fine sponsors that take care of me throughout the year. So, Jackson Kayaks, Orca Coolers, Benny Branch Paddles, Tackle Webs, Kayaks by Bo, YakAngler.com. Yeah, the list goes on and on and on. Slayer Inc. Thank you guys very much for all of the support. And let's get into what went down this past weekend over here on the Space Coast, and I'll go to you, Rada, right after that. We had a demo day for Kayaks by Bo out there at the river, and had roughly 50 people show up to try out kayaks, which to me was a pretty good turnout considering the weather was horrid. Which, by the way, if you're going to go out and try out a kayak, I guess that's probably the best time to try it is when the weather is not exactly pristine, because then you kind of, under real-world conditions, know what to expect. So we had everything out there from the Hobies to the Jacksons and the Natives and the Diablos and some wilderness boats. Yeah, kind of a nice gamma of everything. And I'll tell you what. Straight up, no exaggeration, I was highly impressed with a number of the boats that were out there. I'm going to eat a little bit of crow, I think, because I kind of talked about some brands before that I probably wouldn't be too interested in just by looking at them. And, yeah, it's, I'll be honest. What's out there right now in the industry is really, really impressive. There's some photos of me trying out, I think, just about everything floating around that I'm sure one day will be used as blackmail against me. I know the guys were having fun with that, snapping pictures of me and everything but a Jackson. We got to try out the Diablo and put it through its paces a little bit, which was awesome. The new Native Slayer in a 12-foot version. We got to try that one out. Randy English was nice enough to show up with his for us to be able to use. And wow, I liked it. Really liked that boat a lot. So if anybody's out there that's thinking of possibly trying a Native Slayer, I would highly recommend that you at least give it a shot. It was pretty awesome. And then the Hobies, of course, those are cool. You know, definitely have their place. Found them to be a little bit more easy to use than I had originally thought. The Pro Angler was neat. It's giant. Not really my cup of tea. It's like a barge. But the other boats are pretty cool. and I got to try the Outback, and I got to try the Revo. The Revo 13 was like a rocket ship. That thing is just straight up fast. It was cool. It's paddling around like a race car driver or something like that, and that thing was cool. But what else did we try? I tried out a couple of the Wildey boats. Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time. I said, like I said, again, a good turnout. Got to give some love to the guys who showed up out there to help me out. Of course, Wade, Alan, Pepe, Lenny, Randy English, Aaron. I mean, all those guys came together and really kind of helped to make for a great event. Very helpful with the people who came out and talked to us and had questions and stuff. I didn't feel like I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off, as I probably would have been without them. So kudos to those guys. Definitely appreciate it. Got to meet some new people. I introduced them to Space Coast Kayak Anglers, our little group there on Facebook. Got to tell them about the Boondoggle. And, in fact, I think there's like 7 people that I met out there that have officially got themselves a spot for the Boondoggle.
Boondoggle, Boondoggle, Boondoggle? What the heck is a Boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Yep, Boondoggle. So, but apart from that, with the weather being the way it was, this little front we had pushed through that was kind of snotty. I know quite a few people that went out and did a really, really good job as far as catching some fish. Redfish been chewing, trout have been chewing, black trout have been chewing. It's been good. There's already a question there in the chat room. Gator Dave's asking how many tents are permitted per site. Tent sites, you're allowed 2. Tents per site, but I believe it's $10 per site. And then RVs, you're allowed 1 RV and I believe 1 tent. But I think Alex is in the chat room there. So maybe Alex will pipe up there and help us out with that since he lives at Cars Park like 6 months out of the year. But either way, it's going to be crazy. Yeah, unless you have my tent, it's going to take up 12 spots. I'm actually kind of, 1 RV, 1 tent on RV sites. So, yeah, I'm kind of interested to see how many sites I'm going to have to pay for that thing. I'm not sure how big it is. I know it weighs 49 pounds, so for a tent, that's going to be pretty crazy. How about your 10 redfish? Is that considered as 1 or 2? I would imagine 1. But, there you go, 2 tents per RV site. Yeah, that's true. You can do 2 tents per RV site or an RV in a tent or 2 tents on a tent site, I think. Something like that. It's kind of confusing. But anyway, fishing's been good. What was I going to say? The red fishing's been good. Like I say, we just had a report come in today from our good friend, Mr. Jason Hart, who went out and bought himself a 14.5-foot native slayer after looking at the 12-footer down at the water the other day. Slimed it up good for his first trip out. Caught a nice 36-inch redfish out of it today. Over in the pocket, believe it or not, with the alligators and all. Actually, he said he didn't see any alligators today, but I'm sure they were there watching him. Nice big fish, so good kudos to that. That's nice. I don't know what. Yeah, anyway. So I talked to some other folks that have been fishing the lagoon, and the black drum are starting to move in on the flats, taking cut bait, taking shrimp, that kind of thing, taking flies, black and purple clousers. Have been working pretty well. So, pretty sweet. But big trout have been crushing some topwater plugs all up and down the intercoastal, as well as taking some white jerk shads. That's been pretty good. But let's see, Chuck is renting out 3 of the wings of his tent, including heat and AC, and 1 made. Yeah. You know, it looks giant in the picture. You know, I'll laugh if it shows up and it's like carny tent. You know, it's like not that big. But anyways, yeah, it is what it is. But so, Rob, what's going on with you, man, over there on the left coast? What's happening?
Oh, man, nothing. Just still recovering from the flu and, you know, making up some videos and all that stuff, man. You know me.
Yeah. Weather was you plan on doing some awesome videoing at the Boondoggle again or what? Do we need to put out a call to action for all video-type enthusiasts who want to come out and help film and donate some
I'm bringing out a bunch of flash drives for people too. You know, I'll have if you want to contribute footage to the Boondoggle movie, I'll have an eight gig flash drive for you, and a SAZY. You know what a SAZY is, right, Chuck?
Sure.
A self-addressed stamped envelope.
Oh, well, there you go. I got educated.
You can take it home, and you can put your footage on flash drive and mail it back in short order. So, it's a group effort, you know. It's always easier to make fun videos when you're, it's easier to make better videos when you have more footage.
Of course.
So there you go. But, I just got my camera bag all rigged up and a new GoPro that I bought from Rob Joy. And, things are looking up in Yaktastic Adventures Land.
Sweet. So, we're open to become GoPro dealers over here at KayaksWebO. So.
Really? Good deal.
Yeah.
You should do it, man. It's a nice little camera for... Perfect for kayak fishing stuff, man. It's great.
Yeah. Yep, pretty cool. Pretty cool. I was over
at Bill Jackson's looking for Captain Mike Ortigo's tackle webs out there. I was going to buy one for Chip, and they were sold out. So that's kind of good. It's kind of good and kind of bad. So no tackle webs at Bill Jackson's, but they were sold out. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but hopefully I'm going to get back there in the next 25 days and see if I can pick up, see if I can find Chip a tackle webs before the Boondoggle there.
There you go. Well, I'm sure I can probably cover him for that if you want to. Only got like 20 of them in stock at Kayaks by Boat, located in Titusville, Florida.
I was over at Bill Jackson's picking up some Boondoggle supplies and stuff. Picked up some Z-Man jigs and some weedless worm hooks and some Procure and stuff like that.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Procure's not a bad idea.
No, it's funny, you know, when I was out fishing, I was using the same bait, same area, same everything. And Steve was like out fishing me. And so I threw some Procure on and then I started catching fish. So it's, not trying to make it sound like a Procure commercial, but, that day, it definitely made a difference.
Yeah, well, Justin, our good friend there, he's going to be, or Spazzy XJ, as he calls himself there in the chat room, will have plenty of Procure for everyone at the Boondoggle, as far as fish.
Going to have, like, a gallon jug?
No, he's got, like, little sample packs. They're pretty sweet. So,
cool.
Yeah. It's looking like everybody should show up. Everyone who's going to show up should walk away with something. Yeah, Procure shots. We're going to do Procure shots in the evening. Procured keg stand. But
don't try this at home.
Exactly.
Pew!
what I was going to say. Yeah, so the plan, I believe, is for whenever you show up, that we're going to have a like kind of like a welcome bag for everybody, or almost everybody. Depends on how many people really show up at this thing. And there'll be goodies in each bag, including I think we're going to maybe, we might add a couple of raffle tickets to each bag so that everybody has a couple kind of to start with. And once you see the spread of items, hopefully you will be then coerced into buying more raffle tickets for the door prize. Pardon me. Whatever.
Yeah. I am definitely I'm definitely saving my fun coupons in order to buy some raffle tickets for the Boondoggle there, man.
Yeah. It's going to be good. See, the Tidewater gang is leaving Virginia Wednesday night to head down here. That's a question that I had, somebody had asked, is when's everyone showing up? And I think cars opened up to everybody to be able to come in early at, I want to say, Wednesday.
Well, I'll be there Thursday, bro, so get one of those welcome bags warmed up for me, because I'm going to be one of the first people there.
Yeah, I'm going to, I'll be there. I think we're going to set up the tent on Tuesday, and then just to make sure that we kind of grab ourselves a nice spot, and then, you know, we'll see what's going on. I don't know if I'm going to stay out there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Well, I know I'll be there Friday at least, but I don't know what days I'm going to start staying out there. Then a Thursday is Valentine's Day. I don't know if I can convince my beautiful wife to allow me to take her to an awesome dinner and, you know, some shenanigans afterwards, go to a movie or something, and then maybe I can sneak on back out to cars and spend the night out there, but we'll see.
Tidewater gang is, yeah, but they're like staying in like Tallahassee or something, so it's not like they're going to be like right there, you know?
Yeah, it's not that far. He's, I mean,
giving Tom and all those guys grief about, you know, they're not staying at cars because they want to have breakfast with Mickey.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I don't blame them. If you're not into tent camping and you don't have an RV, cabin sounds really, really cool.
Tent camping, man. I mean, come on. It's so high tech these days. It's not like, you know, it's not like sleeping on one of those old cots with the, you know, with the metal bar going up the middle of your back or anything anymore. It's pretty high tech and advanced these days, you know. You
should see the air mattress that will be in the tent mahal, as I like to call it. The air mattress I scored off the internet was pretty sweet. It's got like a headboard on it and everything. It's crazy, man.
So with your like raised air mattress, you'll have like, you know, you'll have like mesh marks on your face because it'll be like pressed up against the ceiling, you know?
It is. No, dude, like the headroom in that thing is like 6'10".
Nice. It's gonna, dude, that thing is huge. That's like the size of Cowboy Stadium, you know? It's awesome.
It'll be a giant flat screen TV hanging from the ceiling. No, I'm kidding. I got somebody else on the line. Hang on a second. 321, who are you? Welcome to Guy Fishing Radio.
Hey.
Hello. Hey.
This is Wade.
Oh, what's up, Wade?
Yeah, I figured I'd call in. Talk about little demo we had.
What?
That was nice.
Yeah. Well, talk about it.
Well, I didn't know what to expect when we was going out there. I know we were advertising to everybody and all our friends, and I was wondering if anybody'd show up. It was a great turnout. I'm still sore from it, from pulling kayaks around, helping people in and out of kayaks.
Well, you know, your jury.
And I was really impressed with your knowledge of every kayak there was out there. Because people would ask me, how much does this cost? How much does this weigh? I was like, I have no idea. I'm just out here to help. So I would turn to you and go, hey, Chuck, how much does this retail for? How much does this weigh? And it's like you are the dictionary of kayaks. Every brand, every make, every model. I was really impressed.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure, like, at your job and whoever else, you know, at their respective job, they got to kind of be on top of things. So I try to stay as in touch with everything as I can, you know. It's funny because sometimes guys will come into the shop and they, you know, I guess sometimes assume right away that I'm going to try and get them into a Jackson just because I represent Jackson, but, you know, it's not always the case, and it's not for everybody, and so on and so forth. So, no, but it was definitely fun. I had a great time, and I definitely appreciate you coming out and helping us out. That, you know, that's why we started the pro staff program through Kayaks by Bo, is that I knew I could get a couple of guys like you and Alan, Captain Turtle, for those of you who don't know, and Pepe and Lenny and those guys on board, so I know I can rely on you guys to help me out with that kind of stuff. So
yeah, it was good to see Lenny out there. I haven't seen him for a while, and I got him his Black Dog rods. He's going to build me a pole. He said he's already ordered the parts for it and stuff like that. He's going to build me just one just like Pepe's.
Yeah, you know,
I got the thick rod, man. I was out there casting. That thing was awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got to throw that thing a little bit with you guys, too, and it was definitely a nice rod. So if anybody's out there listening to the show looking for a custom-built rod, Lenny's actually one of the sponsors of the door prizes for the Boondoggle. He's actually not even giving away one of his custom rods. Rather, he's giving away a couple of the measuring boards that he makes as well. So, but check out Black Dog Custom Rods there on Facebook. And if you have any questions about what the guy can do, or, you know, if you have any questions about his talents as far as rod building, everything that Pepe uses, I think, now is nothing but Lenny's stuff. So, you know, that guy catches a ton of fish. So, you know, just check it out. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I was casting Pepe's rod that Lenny made for him, and I was impressed by just how it felt. It was a great rod. I really enjoyed trying out the different kayaks out there. You know, I tool around in my Native Ultimate, but I went out there on the Jackson, the Tuna, and that Slayer. I like that Slayer. I like the Diablo a lot for the stability it had.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I was kind of impressed, really impressed with the Slayer. And, in fact, definitely something that I want to kind of look at as a potential new addition to the fleet of the Levi fleet.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Not for me, but maybe for the missus. So,
yeah.
I don't know. See if we've got to get her into Hobies and see if she likes the Hobies. And if not, then perhaps she will go that route.
Yeah, Randy English had that Slayer, and I had the Ultimate, and I had that Captain's Perch on mine. And after he sat on the Captain's Perch in my Ultimate, Randy English, he was telling people that I cost him some money because he had to go out and buy one now. And I told him he cost me some money because he had those Scotty Gearhead rod holders, accessories on his. So I had to go buy some of those. So
yeah, well, you know what's funny about that is, you know, that was a small event. We had about 50 people there, so give or take, you know, from time to time. Now, wait till the Boondoggle when you're literally going to be surrounded by a few hundred people for an entire weekend, and you're forced to look at all of the little subtle nuances that they do on their boats, the way they rig them up and stuff. It stands to potentially cost some folks quite a bit of money at the end of the day when they get home, you know, wanting to set their boats up like the ones that they saw, what have you. So,
yeah. Hey, Chuck, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I did want to thank Alan across the radio waves here for helping me out this weekend. He came out and brought his second kayak to help me take my cousin and his son out fishing. We put them on some fish out there in the Thousand Islands. I didn't think we'd catch anything. The way the wind was blowing, I thought it'd be a terrible weekend for fishing. But we at least put him on some fish and stuff like that. And he was a great help to me.
Sweet. What all did you guys get, and what were you throwing?
We went out there in Thousand Islands because the wind was blowing out of the north and everything else was kind of blown out. And we went in some area. We basically started them out in some areas where we have caught fish in the past. And I handed my cousin's son one of my rigs with the that molting SSB on it. And Alan took him over to that one of the back bays where one of the little mangrove stumps is, and he threw it on there and caught him a nice red, first red he's ever caught. So I think he's hooked.
Now, I did, today, Alan actually stopped by the shop, and he told me a story, and of course I have to share it. Those of you that know Alan, or know Captain Turtle, as we love to call him, know that he was so kind as to donate a camera and a set of keys and some pliers or something to the No Motor Zone a while back. And the reason why he lost said items is because he went out and purchased himself one of these fancy dry boxes made by, who is it that makes those dry boxes? Plano. And so what he did was to use the dry box in the way that the instructions told you to do, which is to make sure you close it, therefore making it a dry box. And apparently when he was out with you guys, he had another dry type case on the back of his kayak that was open.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah, and when he went to get back into the kayak, he stepped into it and he heard a kapoosh, and falling off the side of his kayak was his tray full of hooks.
Yep.
And so
that's exactly right. But I had some bottled water, and I loaned him some bottled water, some fresh water that he could soak those hooks in to get the salt out of them. So it all worked out all right.
Nice.
They got drenched a little bit, and he drained the water off, and then put them in the fresh water, my bottled water, and everything turned out okay. I hope.
Yeah.
I hope anyway.
Oh, that's not good. So,
the good part is if any of y'all look at the Coastal Angler magazine,
yeah,
which y'all do, there's an ad in there for Fishmaster. It's not a kayak angling ad or anything. It's a Fishmaster. He makes bimini tops for boats and stuff like that. That's my cousin, and that's who we took out. Him and his son, one of his sons, we took out fishing. So,
very
anyway,
cool.
Top of the, well,
why
of the small
he
world.
He should build some smaller versions of his bimini tops for kayakers.
Well, I was mentioning stuff like that. He's a mechanical engineer, and he designs these kind of things. He's a mechanical engineer second, actually. He's an entrepreneur first, and that's his thing. And I was pointing out to him all these kayaks and accessories and stuff like that, trying to pique his interest, you know?
Right. Cool.
So anyway.
Very good.
That's about all we got. I don't know if you got anybody else on the line. That's about all I got to share with you there, Mr. Chuck. Just want to let you know I had a good time out there Saturday.
Yeah, it was a good time. Do you have any plans to fish this upcoming week or weekend?
I am always looking at the weather charts. I'll have my Friday off. That's usually my freshwater fishing. It won't be kayak fishing more than likely. And then Saturday or Sunday, if the weather permitting, I'll be out there somewhere, wherever the fish are at. It seems like Beacon's been killing it lately.
Yeah, way to tell the world. Appreciate that.
So where are you fishing?
After you just told everybody where we've been killing it, I won't be there.
There's a lot of area to fish out there. There's a lot of area.
I might fish
north, south, east, west.
Somebody asked
me one time where to fish Beak, and I said, go out from the ramp and go either north, south, east, or west till you find fish, and that's where you fish.
There you go. I don't know. I might head to Jacksonville. I might fish in and around Jacksonville a little bit and see if we can't find something to do there.
I heard they were catching snook up in Crane Creek, too.
Oh, yeah. Snook, jackrabbles. You know what? Honestly, I really, really, it would not hurt my feelings whatsoever to go down to Crane Creek and catch a handful of little jacks on fly rod, because I love catching jacks.
Yeah, I heard they're launching out of, what is it, Front Street there, out near Harry Goods, and going up in there. Somebody reported that they were killing them up there a little bit.
Yeah, right there by Richmond.
They were getting jacks out front, and then further up in, they were getting the snook.
Yeah, right there by Richmond store.
Small.
Yeah, down there by Richmond store at the at Harry Goods Outdoors, the longest continuously running family operated bait and tackle shop in the state, I believe.
I think you're right, sir.
There you go. Very cool. Well, brother, I appreciate the call. And
hi, man.
You're more than welcome to hang on the line there. I'll just leave you on hold if you want, and maybe come back to you with some questions here in a few minutes.
Hey, let's do it.
All right, hang on. Very cool. So that was Wade, the engineer, one of our pro staffers from Kayaks by Bow, one of the group of about four or five of us that seem to always get together and have a good time out there on the River Lagoon, no motor zone-ish area. But pretty exciting news. Got a couple of new sponsors stepped up to donate some more stuff to the Boondoggle. We'll be announcing those probably later this evening on the President's Day Boondoggle Facebook page. So if any of you guys have Facebook open and want to throw a link to that page up on the chat room, I would greatly appreciate it. To everybody who's in the chat room, hello. Thank you very much for being here with us tonight on a very exciting Martin Luther King holiday. We had, several hours of inauguration coverage on TV. You know, that's always interesting to watch. And then, there you go. Jim Van Pelt all over it. Thanks, brother. But it should be a good time coming out to the Boondoggle. And we're coming up close. What are we, Rob? What do we say we are? About 24 to wake up? DeVore? Lou?
Yeah, it's 24. 24 for me. And I think 25 for everyone else.
Well, it wouldn't be a bad idea if you can get down here the day or two before. And get out there in the water in a motor zone, try and catch yourself some fishes. You know, you don't have to spread out nearly as far if you're there a little bit early. But we're going to try and get you guys dialed in on a couple of different spots where you can take your kayaks and go launch from, so you don't have to feel like you're just stuck at Cars. You know, the folks that are staying over at the KOA off of 46 are going to be closer to the lagoon than they will be to the Cars. So if any of you guys in the chat room there are going to be coming down, staying at the KOA, and you're looking for information on where to launch, if you're not going to be out at Cars prior to going fishing, i.e. you come into town the next morning, you're going to hit the lagoon and then come up to Cars for the festivities or whatever, feel free to shoot me an email or call me, and I'm more than happy to direct you in kind of the right area to go to. Also, too, we're looking to get some of the local guys to maybe help direct you guys in the right direction as far as taking a few small groups to different locations and such. Should be interesting.
Are we fishing at Cars?
Say what?
Are we fishing at Cars?
I'm fishing at Cars at some point. I mean, I don't think I'm going to spend 3 days fishing no motor zone. I think I'm going to probably
Are you throwing
around.
Fish at Cars?
Say what?
Are you throwing fish at Cars?
Wow.
Pew. Pew.
This guy. Anyway, he's such a dork, dude. Yeah, so we're gonna figure out what to do. If you fly fish from your fly rods, there's a small possibility you might be able to pick up some tarpon still in the ditches and stuff, maybe some ladyfish, maybe a redfish or two. There's a freshwater lake that's not that far from Cars Park that is landlocked, so to speak. When the water's high enough, it flows a little bit into a ditch which runs out into the river. There are some landlocked snook, some landlocked tarpon that live in that pond. Not a lot of them, but there are some specimens that call that area home. Also, there's quite a few largemouth bass, brim, speckled perch, specks as we call them, that kind of thing that live in that same pond. And you can launch your canoes in there or your kayaks and, you know, get after it. So there'll be plenty of places to fish. You got the Thousand Islands there in Cocoa Beach, which is a short drive from there. You got the Ski Lagoon, of course. So, again, another 30-minute drive from Cars Park to Mosquito Lagoon. You've got the whole wildlife refuge area, including the Peacock's Pocket, Gator Creek, Catfish Creek. There you go. And for those that want to take a small, short road trip, you can fish the St. John's for some shad and some other stuff, too. So, should be good. Thing.
You know, what's with the shad thing? Tell me what I'm missing out on here, Chuck.
I don't know. I've never done it.
It's like the only thing I know about shad is that you use it for bass bait. Okay.
Yeah, these are like big shad. These are like.
These pictures of people on Facebook posting these like 16-inch shad, you know, and they're showing them like. You ever see people catch them? They're like little tarpon. It's crazy.
Yeah, they say they're like little tarpon. And, you know, I like ditch tarpon, so I wouldn't mind catching a shad. I've never caught one. And
because it's shad fish, man.
What?
You know, I've never heard of trying to catch a shad. Use them for, you know, for bait.
Well, we got someone in the chat room who I think, I don't know who you are. 57112, I think. I know who you are, but anyway, they're saying that it's Tammy, of course. She says that on a light fly rod, they're awesome. They jump, they fight. You know, they're just great. Great fight, great fun. I'm down.
I'm in a buggy with
I want to do it. I've been invited a couple of times to fish with the legendary Mr. Steve Chapman, and every time that we go to try and set up that trip, something comes up, so...
Yeah, he's another one. He's always talking about, like, catching shad and stuff. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I'm country and everything, and then everybody, like, out-countries me.
Yeah, out-countries you. That's funny. You're definitely, well, I don't know what part of country you are, but, you know, I don't, sure, country. Rob, death metal country.
Yeah.
Hang on a second, buddy. I got somebody else calling in from the 407 area code. Welcome back to Fishing Radio.
Hey, Chuck, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, are there going to be any fly fishing lessons going on at Cars Park during the boondoggle?
Fly fishing lessons?
Yeah, man, you told me you're going to hook me up some lessons.
Yeah, we could do a little kind of demonstration, I guess, of sorts. I'm no
you know who this
tray,
is?
But, huh?
It's Terrell.
Yeah, I know, what's up, man? glad to see that you made your choice on a Jackson Cuda 12 and camo, and I'm a little jealous that you also picked up the Bending Branches Navigator paddle.
Yeah, it's a beautiful product, dude. I'm looking forward to being out on it.
Alan just said he bought my paddle. Yeah, we're sitting there today. I walked in and I looked. As soon as I walk in, I look for it, and I go, well, wait a minute, where'd the paddle go? And I looked over, and it drops to that kayak. I go, oh, wait a minute. And I would go through the receipt book, and I'm like, oh, it's okay. You get a one-time pass, my brother.
All right, thank you, sir.
You gonna have that thing by the boondoggle or what?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I put in for it, and if I can most definitely get that day off, I'm gonna be out there strong. If not, I'll definitely be out there Sunday and Monday or whatever one of them days I can get out there. Probably anticipating making a trip down to Long Point Park while I'm that way. Hitting up them waters as well.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you have any questions about Long Point, man, me and my dad and a couple others spent 24 hours fishing around Long Point. It took us all of about 24 hours to find where the fish were hiding at. And when we did, it was just dumb.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, so continue your show, man. I'm enjoying the show. I'm popping in every now and then, checking on you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I need people to check in on me. You going to try and do any fishing this week or what?
I'm trying. I'm trying to get out there.
Need a boat to borrow, man. I've got a 14-foot Cuda with your name on it, so just let me know.
All right. Hey, if you're planning on going out, hey, let's go ahead and schedule it now.
Yeah, just let me know. And as far as the Navigator paddle is concerned, be gentle with it. It's kind of like a baby, you know? I mean, I had a single tear roll down my eye when I seen that you were grabbing that thing, so...
Oh, yeah, you know, there's a lot of things that y'all doing over there at Kayaks by Bo that's really impressive, you know, offering a lot of the stuff, not only the kayaks and stuff, but bringing in a lot of the gear to maintain the quality of the kayak. You know, me and Miss Atlas is going over some of the products that y'all have with the condition of the boat where you spray it, kind of like waxing your kayak.
Yeah.
To make sure, you know what I'm talking about, over there by the flare.
Yeah,
it was definitely good to see that kind of stuff because I was using Armor-All on my last boat.
Armor-All. That's awesome. Well, man, listen, I appreciate you calling in, brother. I'm going to throw you on hold just for a second. I want to get to a couple of topics real quick, and then I'll come back to you with questions. All right, that was Mr. Terrell, who... it was a ocean kayak user and now is going to join the Jackson Kayak Clan. So, good dude right there. Whenever I have a question about my mail service, I always call Terrell because he's my local mail guy, so he hooks me up. But I had a couple of issues a while back getting a couple of packages, and he was able to get me the answers I was searching for. But, oh, man. Boondoggle. All right. Well, yeah, if you want to come on out and learn to throw a fly rod somewhat, feel free. You know, I'll have a couple with me, I'm sure, and be more than happy to take somebody around and kind of show them the ropes, so to speak. Like I say, I'm not an expert by any means, but, you know, I seem to be able to get the job done pretty well with what I got. So that's probably one of the cool things about the boondoggle is you get to talk to people and interact with folks that may have certain skill levels that you want to try and learn or whatever. And, feel free to ask around and ask for assistance or whatever. I know I'm going to be taking mental notes of all the different kayak setups for sure. So, but what else is going on, man? Rob, I like how Rob always puts himself on hold. So I have to call 4 or 5 times.
No, I had myself muted because I'm sure that everybody doesn't want to hear me hacking my brains up. Yes. Everybody doesn't want to hear me hacking my brains out in the background.
Check your PMs, Chuck. On Facebook, I will. I don't have any PMs going right now on the chat. If you're sending me PMs on the chat, I am the top Kayak Fishing Radio user, the Kayak Fishing Radio 6180. So for the folks that are in the chat room that are listening that are guests of the show, feel free to log in either using your Facebook account or you can create your own account and join the shenanigans that usually is the chat room. It's actually kind of calm tonight. Kind of weird. Not really liking it. We may have, this is kind of cool, I thought, we might have a sponsor for some boondoggle cornhole boards. What do you think about that?
Cool. Pew! Sounds good.
Yeah. There's a local guy who makes custom cornhole boards, and I'm going to talk to him about possibly donating a set of boondoggle cornhole boards to the boondoggle door prizes. So somebody might go home with a fresh set of cornhole boards. Hopefully his first name is Charles, last name is Levi Jr., and that would be great. But, no, the guy does really good work, and he puts, like, fish on them and stuff like that, too, so they can get, like, a redfish set of cornhole boards or trout or whatever. I guess they look really good. Somebody who came into the shop today was telling me about them. And we've got a couple. Oh, you know who else is donating something to our door prizes? Randy English contacted me today. Those of you who don't know Randy English, he is about as hardcore as they come. Always catches some big old redfish over here on the East Coast. And Randy is going to donate a Quantum Baitcaster and a Star Stella Light rod to the door prizes. So that's cool. Looking forward to that. And talked to the folks at Jackson today. So we're getting everything squared away as far as that, their donation, as far as a kayak is concerned. I know that last time I talked to the guys over at Native, that they're still down to donate a kayak for the deal. American Eagle Canoes is working on the canoe that they're going to donate as we speak. I got a couple phone calls into Hobie, seeing whether or not Hobie's be willing to step up and donate a boat as well. Waiting to hear back from them. But everything else is kosher, man. Things are starting to roll in. Just got our one of our prize packs just showed up, or prizes, I should say, just showed up at the Levi residence. It is for a 2-night stay in a 1-bedroom cottage at the River Palm Cottages and Fish Camp down in Jensen Beach, Florida. So that's pretty cool. I believe Chip won that last February. So that's going to be cool. Whoever wins that, maybe you can use it if you're going to go down and fish the DOA tournament. Upcoming events, we've got February 9th. We have a big cleanup we're trying to organize with up in the Marin Wildlife Refuge. We're going to start off over at the Settlers Outpost, which is the Boy Scout camp, and work our way around and try and clean up as much as we can. And then that same day is the first East Coast version of the Tropic Bay Kayak Fishing Classics. So that should be pretty good as well. Should be a pretty interesting weekend, to say the least. If anybody needs any information on either one of those events, you can always check out our Facebook page. Whether it would be Kayak Fishing Radio or our page here on the Space Coast, Space Coast Kayak Anglers. If you're not a member of our group, just find us on Facebook, request to be added, And there we go. Also, February 9th, geez, it's a busy day, is also the February Barbie Rod Challenge get-together at Fish on Fire. So for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about as far as a Barbie Rod Challenge is concerned, perhaps a link will be added there in the chat room here shortly. So if you want to participate in Barbie Rod Challenge and fish with a Barbie Rod, feel free to check that information out. And then also Tommy Head Jigs is saying that February 9th is also his sponsored ice fishing trip. Wow. That's pretty crazy. The 9th is the day. So what's cool about that is the following week is the boondoggle. So it's a good way to kind of gear up and get your mind right to go out and have a good time at the boondoggle. A couple of things I wanted to cover real fast about the boondoggle tonight. Some changes-ish are taking place. Friday night is traditionally the meet and greet, if you will, or I shouldn't say traditionally. Friday night will be the meet and greet at this particular deal. I don't know how much meeting and greeting you want to do with so many people, but we're going to have kind of a little get-together there at Cars Park. I'll be cooking hamburgers and hot dogs, having chips, sodas, and beer available for a small fee. I believe the beers are going to be flowing for $1 a cup, so it's pretty cool. And then, dollar beer, John, for sure. And so, and then we got, Saturday will be, you're kind of on your own as far as food for the morning, for the afternoon. I got with, Cars Park on that. Originally we were going to try and get Sonny's to come in and cater it as far as us. Kayak Fishing Radio and YakAngler.com having involvement in that whole scenario, and we decided that none of us really wanted to put the money up to try and get Sonny's to come out to cover, say, 150, 200 plates. So Cars Park, again, was kind enough, an unbelievable response from them, where they are willing to guarantee X amount of plates for the dinner there. And it should be pretty good. But so what they're going to do is they're going to hire Sonny's to come in, cater a dinner, and for, you know, say 150 plates, 200 plates, whatever. And then you guys would just walk up, pay for the plates, and that's how they recoup their money. So that's cool. And then Sunday, of course, is always one of my favorite days. It is the potluck dinner. So bring your pots and your luck, whatever. I'm trying to convince the guys coming from Louisiana like Russ to bring some crawfish. I definitely want to get down on some crawfish. So we usually have a couple low country boils going. That'll be pretty cool. Low country boil. Say it, Rob. Where you at, Rob?
Got a low country boiling going on in my back of my pants.
So that'll be good. And then, just have fun. You know, if anybody has questions leading up to it, please feel free to get a hold of me on Facebook or just email me or whatever, redfishchuck@hotmail.com. And speaking of yakangler.com earlier, here's their little ditty.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Yeah, so that's that. Enough talk about the boondoggle. We know it's coming. We're all excited about it. It should be pretty awesome. And then, that's that. But looking ahead to fishing, looks like we got another front coming in. It's going to cool things off. Should get a little windy. If you can make it out, the fish should be still feeding just fine. I mean, the water's cold. It hasn't gotten any warmer, so to speak. It was nice and cold the other day. Let's see, real quick in the chat room, next meeting for SKA. You figure out a date yet? Not really. I'm just going to throw it out there. The third Saturday of March, Sounds like a pretty good idea. So we'll try and run with that. And I think what we're going to do for that particular meeting is we're going to, at Richard's store down there at Harry Goods in Melbourne. What we're going to do is try and coincide that event with the cleanup down in that area as well. So be prepared. Fly tying to Harry Goods should be good. Yeah, we could do that. Absolutely. Richard's up for anything, man. Whatever we want to do there at the shop, with the exception of a few things, he's more than welcome to, more than have been hospitable to us, so that's good. So we are joining that cleanup. I'll get on that then. Yes, joining that cleanup. I don't know about that cleanup, but yeah, whatever. If you already had one scheduled, then yeah, we'll be joining in on you with that. That'll work. Cool. I don't know. What else we got going on? That's pretty much it. Oh, fishing. I got sidetracked. Slot size reds, upper slot size reds, over slot size reds. Dude, they're just everywhere. I mean, we're catching Alan and we both caught fish over 30 inches the other day last week on soft plastics. So they're hungry. They're out there feeding big giant schools of fish, man, pushing all over the place. It's definitely not a hard thing to do right now as far as going out and catching yourself a handful of fish. One of the things I gotta stress again though, because I'm getting a little frustrated with seeing it so much, is all of the hero shots that have been taken of some fish that seem to be out of the water for a long time. If you have time to take like 15 pictures of one fish before you put it back in the water, that's way too long. Take care of these fish. Even though the water's cold and they revive fairly well, just be careful and, you know, be kind to those things, man. If you're going to release them with a little bit of care. You know, I jumped out of the kayak, and we were talking about that today at the shop. Those of you that have fished with me, you've probably seen me do it. I jump out of the kayak to land my fish most of the time, just because I like to be in the water with them and I can get my hands on them and keep them in the water as much as possible. And, lip grabbers are fine if you want to use a lip grabber. I'm not going to get into that whole conversation or argument tonight about it. But, you know, do yourself a favor and do the fish a favor and don't post hero shots to yourself on Facebook holding a decent-sized fish by his lip vertically. Take a picture. Because you're not doing the fish any justice, and you sure as heck aren't doing yourself any justice, because those of us that aren't big on that don't think that you're cool because you take pictures of fish hanging from their lips, especially oversized reds. But I'm off my soapbox as far as that goes. So with that being said, try and take as well a care of the fish as you possibly can. You know, it's the redfish. I mean, come on. They don't have big, giant teeth. Don't be scared of them. Just handle them with care. And same thing with the big trout. I mean, this is the time of year you guys are going to catch some of the biggest trout you've probably ever seen in your entire life. And I know certainly I've seen some that are bigger than I've ever seen. And I don't like to bring big trout into the kayak if I can help it. Every now and again, you'll get one that'll eat that weedless hook, and it'll be pretty well embedded in his face, and you really have to get in there and get it out. So you do have to bring the fish out of the water and into your lap sometimes. But I just personally, man, I really don't like to see big trout in kayaks, because what happens is a lot of times you lose a grip, they shake loose, they beat the living tar out of themselves in the bottom of your boat, and then you pick them up for your hero shot, and then by the time you put them back in, sure, they swim off, but then they go belly up, and you didn't see it because they go head first in the grass or whatever. So, you know, take care of these fish, man. It's just that they're way more important than a picture. But that's always something that kind of irritates me. You know, the topwater bite's been pretty good, so don't neglect that bite. And if you're going to use topwater plugs, try and either mash down the barbs on your topwater plugs or switch them out to single hooks. You'll miss more fish than you can count using a single hook as opposed to the trebles. But, you know, if you wiggle the rod right enough times, they'll keep coming back at it. So, you know, you'll end up getting them. But anyhow, other than that, yeah, that's pretty much it, man. That's all I got. It's almost 9 o'clock. You know, thank you all for sharing your Monday evening with me and with the kayak fishing community. Next week, I plan on covering what to bring with you to the boondoggle as far as tackle, lure selection, line selection, rod and reel selection, that whole kind of thing. And then, you know, hopefully we'll have a couple special guests that will be joining us in as well. But again, like I say, what is it? You should have seen the 6-pound bluegill. Okay, yeah, that's funny. If you're in the chat room, yes, please, next time you're in on the show, feel free. Just register there and join in. And you can be one of the many that try and make me laugh during the course of my show. But cool. Other than that, that's it. That's all I got. So everybody, listen, first and foremost, take your kid fishing. It's super important that we instill this love of the sport that we have with the younger generation. And then, you know, check out my fine sponsors and show them a little bit of love. All the sponsors of the Boondoggle Door Prizes, that list is growing. I'm going to give a new list. I'll be putting a new list out here shortly. Please, 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 I can't emphasize it enough. You have to go and thank these people. You know, we 2 years ago, we dreamed of the Boondoggle getting to where it is now. And it's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and better. And the prizes are going to get even better. And the entertainment and things like that may come along as well. But in order for all that to happen, we have to pay it forward for the folks that, you know, stepped up and took care of us. So, you know, even if you just go to their Facebook page, like it, and say, hey, thanks for supporting the Boondoggle, any of that kind of thing really, really helps out. You know, it's tough. I've been turned down by a few companies this year because nobody stepped up and said thank you to them last year after getting as much stuff as I got last year. So, you know, please, please, please. Tommy Head Jigs was in there, and, you know, he donated a whole bunch of jigs to the event. You know, thank you so much, Tommy. Appreciate that very much. Captain Alex, that's in the chat room there, donated a charter with him. So, you know, it's going to be good. We've got John is bringing John's not bringing nothing. What am I talking about? A bunch of guys are bringing stuff to donate and things like that. So, you know, just thank them. Without them, it's not possible. But, all right, that's it. That's all I got. Folks, have a good evening. Thank you, Jackson Kayaks, Orca Coolers, Tackle Webs, Kayaks 5-0, Bending Branches Paddles, YakAngler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource, and, of course, Chip Gibson for letting us do what we do here on these shows. Definitely appreciate it, man. It's been awesome. Look forward to speaking to you guys next week. Again, if you have any questions, feel free. Get a hold of me. RedfishChuck@hotmail.com. Find me on Facebook. You can type in RedfishChuck and I'll pop up there as well. Other than that, that's it. Rob, you got anything? DeVore? Hello? Rob? Going? Gone. See ya.
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going freaky! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit YakAngler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.